Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
It is the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Family Fair, 3690 44th Street, Southwest in Granville. It's Independence Day. Get out and fire up your grill. There's not a better weekend in a year than this one to get in your backyard and create some grill envy.
That's right. Hey, right now what we're going to do is we're going to get into another interview I did out in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago when I was at the Dick Vermeil Classic Celebrity Golf Outing. And no, I'm not the celebrity. I was there cooking for them all. I was grilling. Russell and I were out there grilling for about 250 NFL players, and we had a heck of a trip. But right now we're going to beam into Frank LeMaster. He was a middle linebacker for Coach. I think from 74 to 84, and just a heck of a grilling guy and a big-time hunter. Let's listen to Frank.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. I am out at the Dick Vermeil Golf Outing. It's a fundraiser for the Boy Scouts, and we're at Rivercrest Golf Club. It's a gorgeous club, and I'm meeting all kinds of great NFL players. And I have with me right now Frank LeMaster, who was with the Eagles from 74 to 84, middle linebacker and a heck of a hunter. Nice to talk to you, Frank.
Hey, Barbecue Bob. It's great being here, buddy. Oh. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day out here. Coach Vermeil, who's been my coach for about 8 years, he puts us on every year for the Boy Scouts. It's been great. You guys are out here putting out some of the finest barbecue I think I've ever had.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's going to get better, too. We've been talking a little bit about hunting. You're quite the sportsman. Tell us what you really like to hunt and how you cook it and what
well,
you grill.
Yeah, I grew up in Kentucky, and basically, when I was young, we basically, really, Kentucky at the time, they only had small game, but we used to eat rabbit and quail and dove, and my mom cooked back then, but I started cooking with my mom when I was about 10 years old, and just started loving started loving cooking. And today, some of my favorite things to do, obviously, are venison and elk. Upland game birds. I love to wrap them in bacon and get the drippings and make gravy, a quail gravy out
wow.
of that.
That sounds great.
Barbecue. I love the barbecue. Matter of fact, I just for a group the other day, I just did a butterfly lamb the other day on the grill, and it turned out to be great. It was fantastic.
Well, how'd you do that?
Well, basically, I marinated it. I took a couple of cups of brandy, you got maybe 10 cloves of fresh crushed garlic, salt and pepper. You add a little olive oil to it. And
what cut of lamb would that be? A leg?
Yeah, it's a leg of lamb. They basically take the bone out of it.
Okay.
And then you fillet it and spread it flat.
Beautiful.
And you can do it two ways. If you wanted to roll it up,
right.
Keep it rolled up, and then cook it slow.
Stuff it with something, maybe.
Stuff it. You could do it that way. Or if you want, I had a very large group, so I wanted to do it pretty quick. So I just basically spread it out, made it as flat as I could, marinate it for 24 hours, and then put it on the grill.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm out in Philadelphia at Dick Vermeil's annual golf outing, and I'm talking with Frank LeMaster, who was a middle linebacker for the Eagles from 1974 to 84. And I think you could still probably put a few shots in, couldn't you?
I tell you, every NFL ball player thinks they have another play in them.
Yeah, we got a guy named Ray Bentley that always says he's good for one. Well, that's great. It's a gorgeous course, and this is a great event. Of course, Coach is very near and dear to all you guys. I noticed that there's a lot of hugging and even some tears going on out here. This guy's pretty well loved in this community.
Dick Vermeil he's just he's a total all-around person. I mean, first of all, he loves people. And, you know, a lot of times when you've been a superstar and exposed to the public like Dick has, they tend to shy away.
Right.
Dick loves people. He loves to meet new people. He really loves his ball players and their families. And
I saw some pretty long hugs from some of these former players who are now coaches around the NFL, around the country coming up, and some pretty big names. And
you know, he I don't know how he does it, but he stays in touch. I mean, Dick coached for 40 years.
Wow.
And he manages to stay in touch with all of his players. And he's always inviting you out. Matter of fact, this year he invited my wife and I and some other people out to his house for Super Bowl. And he cooked on your grill out there.
On the good one.
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah, he's got a big rodeo just like mine there.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good with it, too.
Oh, I tell you what.
He's got some skills.
Coach Vermeil is probably one of the best barbecuers that I know. I haven't had your food yet, except for right here. They're pumping out some of these barbecue sandwiches, which I've scarfed down three of those bad boys so far.
Yeah, well, man's got to eat. So you do quite a bit of hunting.
Yeah.
And you're headed back out west in the near future. Are you still doing the draw for elk?
Well, I drew for elk out in Colorado and ended up getting a 6x6. That was about 4 years ago. I'll be taking my sons out there probably next fall. I have three sons, 29, 32, and 17.
Oh, that's going to be a great trip.
So,
We're
going to go on a backpacking trip back in the wilderness.
Where are you going to go?
We'll probably go back to near Meeker. It's a wilderness area right across from the Dinosaur National Park. It's right on the borderline, and basically during the breeding season, the big boys from the park, which you're not allowed to shoot in the park, they come over into the wilderness area, and that's
where all the hot babes are.
That's where the babes are.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what I love about really being outdoors is food.
Uh-huh.
I mean, one of my favorite things to
Isn't that
do
fun?
Is to cook outside.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're talking with Frank LeMaster, a former middle linebacker for Philadelphia Eagles from 74 to 84, and we're out here with Dick Vermeil having a great time. And so back to your elk story.
Yeah.
How many pounds do you get in that 6x6? What'd you harvest out of that?
Well, I would say it weighed about 750 pounds. We probably end up harvesting, by the time we've deboned and skinned it, probably about 350 pounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's a lot of good meat.
And we had, there was a guy out in Meeker who, I forgot his name, who made a lot of great jerky and who did breakfast sausage and all different kinds of exotic stuff with elk.
Elk jerky is off the chain.
So awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Listen, Frank, thanks so much again for talking with us. We got a lot of listeners in Michigan that love hunting, and, of course, they love football. That's why they listen to WBBL, and maybe we'll get to see you suit up again one of these days.
Yeah, well, hey, at least we'll get out and do some hunting.
Okay.
We know we can do that, right?
All right, and we'll have a bottle of that Vermeil wine tonight.
There you go.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, that was Frank LeMaster again. Former Philadelphia Eagle, heck of a guy, big guy, hunter, and he hung around the grill all day with us. But we did have some North Carolina boys up there, and we had people from all around the country, actually, but North Carolina has a really cool flair for barbecue. They do it a little bit different. Every part of the country does it a little different. And when you're down in North Carolina, or North Carolina, you might be a Yankee, you might be a damn Yankee. If you stick around, you're a damn Yankee. Here's their vinegar sauce. And it has apple cider vinegar. It has a little bit of brown sugar. It has some white vinegar, and paprika, cayenne, a little salt, and I use sea salt normally, and ground white pepper, and powdered mustard. And we're putting this on the website. Judy might already have it up, but you basically blend the apple cider and brown sugar in a saucepan over medium heat, and you stir it to keep it from scorching. And then once you get all that stuff dissolved, you add in your vinegar, paprika, cayenne, salt, and pepper, and just simmer it for a little bit and shut it off and cover it. And I love that recipe. If you want to try a different
kind of sauce,
yeah.
What do you put it on, Bob? I mean, is it a pork? Are you putting it on ribs? Are you putting it on beef ribs? What are you putting that on?
I tend to be kind of a pulled pork guy and ribs, but that's about all I put barbecue sauce on.
Okay, so it's not a marinade, if you will, but this is a sauce for right at the end of the cook.
That's right. It's a finishing sauce, and it's really a North Carolina sauce, so it's intended for pulled pork.
Right. The vinegar base is what makes it the Carolina version, right?
Well, North Carolina has that vinegar. South Carolina takes that in a different direction totally, and there's something about that border between those two states. In South Carolina, they go to a mustard sauce. And there are some decent mustard sauces. I'm not the biggest fan of it, but, you know, that's why I don't live in South Carolina.
Yeah, we are. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Family Fair at 3690 44th Street Southeast, Southwest in Granville. Excuse me. Come on out here. Lots of specials going on. A lot of things you can throw on the grill. Coming up next, we've got our friend Denny Gillum, who's going to sit in with us and got some real good information for us about Independence Day. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be right back. On the verge of spontaneous combustion, well, with me. But I guess that it comes
with a territory, an ominous landscape. The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.